Mindful rest. What an awesome practice. This is an exploration of the layers of the self. So I wanted to give a little context here for those of you that this might be a brand new practice. One of the keys is we need to address the stress response in the body. We need to discover the breath, be able to breathe again fully, creating that parasympathetic response in the body, that rest and relaxation response, which is super key to get to the deeper layers of releasing. So for some of you, that will mean in the beginning, you're going to do just a little bit at a time, a little minute or two or five. Maybe you work your way up to the longer, deeper practices. And repetition, you can do it as much as you want. So I think the benefit really shows itself in repetition. And, you know, that's the new neuroscience as well, that when we repeat a pattern, especially in the relaxation response, we're going to start to see shifts on many levels. This mindfulness practice, this mindful rest, really helps us to start not reacting. So many of us live in reaction. We're multitasking, we're overstimulated, so that reaction causes a secondary reaction of mind, of duality, of stress. We're creating some new pattern on top of whatever happened. Okay, this is the science behind this. This is a kind of a time-tested practice that goes way back in the yoga tradition and the meditation traditions of mindfulness, of self-inquiry, of coming back to the self. This isn't a religion. Great, actually, for people of faith, etc., to come back to the body, to come back to stress reduction. We all need it, whether we're 8 or 80. You know, we are carrying tensions. We're carrying physical tensions. We're carrying mental, emotional tensions, etc. Because for most of us, rest is pretty elusive. So that's why this isn't a big dynamic practice. It's really about how to deepen our ability to rest. Resting doesn't mean, you know, drinks at the end of the day or, you know, watching a sunset or walking on the beach. Those are great, but we need a deeper brainwave shift that creates shifts back in the subconscious and unconscious self. This isn't hypnotherapy. This isn't positive affirmations. This is actually practices to get beyond the patterns of mind, the reactive mind, even the thinking mind that might create those positive affirmations, etc. This is a much deeper practice. You know, really, we're going through the layers of self. Maslow's hierarchy of needs, maybe there's lots of different ways to explain. You know, we have a physical body, we have breath and energy, we have mental emotions and feelings, even deeper states of images and beliefs and archetypes about ourselves. And really, that's the practice of mindful rest, is we're going through those layers. We're going to start with, as I said, very basic, the body, the breath, just feeling the body. And then sequentially, we will go deeper into the longer practices. Maybe, you know, after sort of 15, 20 minutes or so, some of those practices, you'll start to hear the deeper states of going into the mental, emotional body, even the belief and archetype, images, some of those things that are long held in the self, the archetypes. Ultimately reaching, you know, through those layers, we move through the physical body, the breath and energy body, the mental, emotional body, the belief and image body, ultimately to the bliss body, it's called. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? And really, that's actually about serenity, about equanimity, about okayness. There's a point in our practice we develop where we're actually feeling okay with what is. There's nothing to change, nothing to fix, no pounds to lose, no stuff I need to memorize. You know, that there's a moment of self, a connection to self, that is actually content in the moment. Pretty rich, pretty precious, great gift. So that's what we're working towards. So be prepared, you know, to go through the evolution of this process. There's a couple other context things. Sometimes we'll introduce what's called the inner resource. That's kind of a neat thing. It's a safe and sacred place. So you might hear the cue on that to create an image. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What would it feel like? Who would be there? What meal would I have just eaten? You know, For me, it's the couch in Spokane, my mom, you know, running her fingers through my hair, my dog Winston's there, and my favorite comfort meal in the kitchen I can smell. You know, that's like a safe place for me where I can recreate that. And you want to do the same thing. You'll do that. You'll be invited to do that. The other thing we'll explore is called the Sankalpa. It's a Sanskrit word. It basically means an intention. So sometimes in the beginning, sometimes later in the practice, we'll invite in you exploring like a heartfelt desire. What are you intending this practice to help support for you? You know, healing, or, you know, releasing from tensions, or, you know, be more relaxed around family, or, you know, there's a myriad of things that might be. What are your intentions behind this deepening practice, that it serves you in some way? Okay, and that intention is really powerful. Your intention is extremely powerful. So you'll hear that brought up at different times, and we invite you to develop that. I think that covers it for now. We're here to support. So enjoy the process and explore a little bit, and enjoy this evolution of mindful rest.